a free time on my own. Hang the phone here in my home. Just me under the great city. You won't find me out, not even if you shout. And I'm thinking of the leaves which have blown from the trees, and how the earth looks now. Oh.
Good afternoon. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Femme Concept. My name is Erica.
And I'm Eleanor.
And we're here on Friday, as per usual.
Yes, back together again.
Back together again. We were disbanded for the past week, and now we have united as one.
So much better.
Again.
Last week was a little stressful.
A little stressful?
I was having not a time without you.
Oh, that's so
sad. I was
sad.
Having a time, a bad time.
Not having a time in the way that people say, like, I'm having a time.
Exactly.
It's more like having a not time.
This is why you need to be here, to explain the things that I say that don't make sense.
Wow. Can't ask for much more for a radio show duo. All right, so today we're stoked because we're back together again, and also it's Friday. I mean, I'm going to go study after this, so
it's okay, you're so close. But first, we're going to play some really good music.
Yes. Yes, and that song we just heard, can you tell us a little bit, a little ditty about that?
Yeah, so that was the song Under the Great City by the band Essential Logic. And they are from England. They were a band in the late 80s. And I guess it's looking like they are releasing stuff again now. I'm not really sure. But it was formed by, that saxophone that you heard on that track was by Laura Logic, and she was in another band called X-Ray Specs. She's a really incredible musician. She's done lots of really, really cool stuff. So I found that track this past week, and it's always nice. It's always a nice little treat to hear some saxophone, something that you don't hear very often. So we've got some more kind of post-punky, vibey stuff happening the next few songs, that some stuff that Erica found and our friend Nelly showed us too. So I'm gonna continue on that theme for a little while.
Ooh.
But yeah, so Essential Logic, check them out. Good stuff.
They are really good.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, Laura Logic. Cool. What a name. I wonder if that's her real name.
Probably not. That sounds like a stage name or a rapper name. I would totally change my name too. Not like a rapper name, but like,
yeah,
kind of.
What would you change your name to?
I would totally cut my last name out for sure. I don't know. I'm
it's not really like an on the spot
question. America.
I'm gonna turn that into a soundbite.
Oh my gosh, actually that's really good. All right, you heard it here first today. April 24th, 2015 at 1:10.
What?
My new name. My new stage. When you hear I'm America out in the world, you'll know it's me. That was kind of supposed to be a play on words of America. Anyways, I digress. What are we going to play next, Eleanor?
We are going to play a song by a band called The Gossip. Sarah Cordingley, CITR's music director, gave me one of their records over the weekend. What a nice lady she is. The record is called That's Not What I Heard, and it came out in, 2001. And we're going to play the track Hot Date. And that was the track Typical Girls by the band The Slits. They were a band from England, formed in the late 70s. And that was, what album was that off of?
It's off of the album called Cut.
Nice.
It's a great mix of reggae and post-punk, I guess.
Yeah.
And actually, would you say that's post? Because it's 1979, so I suppose that's...
I mean, like... It's hard. Some places say
also
post-punk.
Genre. I don't
genre.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows? You could call. I mean, I wouldn't say that that's wrong.
But there's definitely like, because I found them through looking like for bands called like Public Image Limited. I don't know if people, and they're kind of described as like this post-punk, this era and like of British
post-punk.
Well, yeah,
punk music. I was
going
to say
out.
Because the band that we played before them was. Girls at Our Best, who were a band around the same time, formed in Leeds, and that's in England, and also like post-punk vibes. feeling yeah. it. So
yeah, well, like, and then the Smiths and all that kind of mm-hmm. certain type of music that was coming out of England at the time.
Yeah.
And what did we hear before that?
Before that, it was the track Hot Date by the band The Gossip. And
actually, no, it was Girls at Our Best.
I already said that.
Oh, you did?
Silly.
Not listening well enough. All right. Fine. All right. All right.
And that was off of the album. The song Hot Day was off of the album. That's not what I heard. That's coming to you courtesy of Sweet Sarah Accordingly, CITR's music director. So, yeah.
Wow,
cool stuff. Cool, cool stuff.
Yeah. So, today we're going to play some other cool, cool stuff.
It's always cool stuff. I need more adjectives in my
me too.
Repertoire.
Me too. Yeah. You should just carry a little, like, book around. Like, a little
dictionary or, like, a book of words?
I think a thesaurus would be the most prudent.
There you go.
I don't know. Prudent is, like, appropriate, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Is
it? I don't even know.
I think that...
But a thesaurus is so big. Like, even, like, a small one, they're so chunky, you know? They're, like, such a brick. It's like, you need to, like, I need to compile my own... personal thesaurus
the thing
of
is,
words
though,
that I like.
Looking at words like isolated from their context in a dictionary, you're like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna use like cornucopia and it'll totally work in any sentence, and there's a chance it won't. And
but you just gotta own it. You just gotta really
that's what
go for
I
it.
Guess I feel like with thesaurus there's more room to make mistakes.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my theory behind whether or not you should carry around or just have a phone.
I was just thinking that. Wow, we're really on the same page today. It's great.
Also because that's pretty much the main source of gathering knowledge, so yeah. Carrying around a little handbook thesaurus would be not necessarily necessary. Wouldn't you say?
I would say that's exactly what I would say. Couldn't have said it better myself.
All right. So actually, this show is called Femme Concept, and on Femme Concept, we play 100% female content. Which it's true. It's very true. And there are 2 of 4 categories that have to be fulfilled in order for something to be considered femme con, and that is the music has to be produced by a female, it has to be written by a female, a female has composed the music, and a female has performed in the band.
Yeah.
So 2 of those 4 categories have to be fulfilled, and that is what femme con is, and we think on this show that it is incredibly, incredibly important to be giving a voice to not necessarily marginalized groups, but people who may not be heard out as frequently.
Yeah.
So that
underrepresented groups.
Underrepresented groups. That's our prerogative.
Yes.
Prerogative. There you go.
Doesn't really count if we like keep pointing out the times that we use the words that are better
like,
than
just,
the other
just
words.
Maybe just use it right.
And just roll with
roll.
It. That's like, you know, when you try to use a word though and you think you use it wrong or you're not sure and you use it and then you're like, I really hope nobody calls me out on that because I'm pretty sure it may not have been right. And then someone totally calls you out and they're like, wait, what does that mean? And you're like,
And you're like, oh, like I read it over there. And then you just stop and then you run away or
exactly.
You just move along like we are about to. What are we going to play next there, Eleanor?
We are going to play a brand new song from White Poppy, local musician. She hasn't put anything out in a couple years. I think her last full album was out in 2013. It's really, really fantastic. And she took some time off, but she's back now. And she's going to be releasing another full length called Natural Phenomena. And that is coming out pretty soon. I'm not sure when, but soon, so that's good. It was mixed and mastered by local guy Jay Arner, so that's really cool. Yeah, and she's going to be playing, I'm sure she'll play a bunch around in the city this summer. I know she's playing Levitation Fest, for those of you willing to spend upwards of $100. Anyways, we won't get into that, but I'm sure she'll play
Looks
other shows
sick,
as
though.
Well.
Not gonna lie, that's sick.
But yeah, so she's releasing this new album, and she's put out the first single, and it's called Confusion, and it's really, really great. A little bit heavier than some of her older stuff, but I'm really digging it, so we're gonna listen to that.
All right.
Thank you. love me right. That would be very nice. Someone to understand each little dream in me. Someone to take my hand to be a team with me. So nice, life would be so nice if one day I find someone who would take my hand to samba through life with me. Someone to cling to me, stay with me right or wrong. Someone to sing to me some little samba song. Someone to take my heart and give his heart to me. Someone who's ready to give love a start with me. Oh yes, that would be so nice. Should it be you and me, I can see it would be nice. And if your ears are sore and you can't take more, just around the corner, and it's the sound of Cuddlecore.
Ah, yes, Cuddlecore. Very good, very good.
Cub, the band who is the originator of this cover, this cover 7-inch. What is it called?
Hot Dog Day. The 7-inch is called Hot Dog Day. The song was called Summer Samba, which it's about to be. That was a cover by Tough Age, original track by Cub. And that came out...
That's what I was trying to say.
Yes. I thought it was a little confusing. So sometimes, you know...
Clarity.
It happens. So that is... that cover 7-inch was released for Record Store Day this past weekend, which Erica and I both participated in. Not together, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Both did some stuff. Before Tough Age, we heard a song called Talk by the Backholmes, who I saw play at Red Cat and got to chat to one of them for a little bit. They're from Victoria, and they're putting out a new album called Tidal Wave, which is going to be out in the next month, I think. They were really fantastic. I've seen them live before as well, and it's always really, yeah, it's great. It's great. And what was before that?
Before the Backholmes?
Yes.
White Poppy.
Nice, yes.
And the song was Confusion.
Yeah. What did you do on Record Store Day?
On Record Store Day, I went to Horses Records, which is farther away than you think it is.
It is.
It's an hour-long bike ride in gnarly hills, so yeah. Get prepped for that if you ever head
that
way.
It's a nice store, though.
Yeah, super nice store, super good vibe, really small, good collection, though, of records. And I co-hosted with a fellow CJSF host for an hour, and... We spoke to Peace, which is a Vancouver band. We also spoke a little bit to the members of Gender Dog, which we will be playing one of their songs coming up in a bit here. And essentially, yeah, I saw Mosfet as well, which is another local band, and saw Peace play. It was a very cool day to see everybody else stoked about records and picking up all those releases, and a lot of stuff was... put out, so it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a great day to celebrate that vinyl life.
I guess so.
All right, so speaking of Gender Dog, we're gonna play a song called Sexual. It's actually what it's called. And followed by that, we're gonna play some music by our friends. We're gonna play two bands. One's called TV Ugly and one's called Dumb. They're just hitting the scene. And this is their first time being played on the radio, so...
is it really?
Shouts out to them, yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
These are just recorded.
I didn't realize that.
So, shouts out to our homies making music.
A little birdie told me that they will be playing at Music Ways this year.
Music Ways, keep that in your mind if you like these bands, which is June...
4th to 7th, I think.
Yes. So yeah, definitely
ish,
gotta check
around there.
Check these bandies out here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is Sexual by Gender Dog.
Mm-hmm. Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right, you are listening to Femme Concept
here on CITR 101.9 FM with Eleanor and Erica.
Ayo!
Just about to round out the end of our hour here. We just played some really fantastic tracks for ya.
So exciting. That song you had just heard was called Ice Cream Cone by the band Dumb off their Friendship EP, which was just released in February. Killing it. And prior to that, you heard the song Go Off by TV Ugly off their album, well, I suppose it's an album, yeah. Mm-hmm. Rough Demos, Rough spelled R-U-F-F, Dog Styles.
Yeah. It's a stacked band, I must say.
Must say, there's some brilliant brilliant bodies, brilliant minds in that that band.
They're all brilliant.
Prior to that, we played Asexual by Gender Dog.
And Gender Dog are having a tape release show next Friday, May 1st, at Avenue Upstairs with Whitney Kay and who else? Cave Girl and this other band that I'm blanking on the name of right now. Dink Trinkets. Yes, Dink Trinkets had their debut at the Weed show a few weeks back on April 1st, actually. So it's like a month later. Wow, exactly. Those of you moving next Friday, as we will be, maybe you want to, you know, maybe you're going to be done moving or not done moving at that point, but you can, you know, just come take a load off at that show. Should be a good time. I'm hoping that we get to do that, just like a band in our destroyed house. Well, not destroyed, but
it
like...
It will be destroyed, but it will be,
there will be stuff...
There will be.
So we won't be here next week because we will be moving, but it's fine. Rest assured, it's fine. You know, we'll be back the week after that, and everything's going to be great.
All right, so this afternoon you have right after us, Radio Zero, from 2 to 3:30, and at 3:30 you have Nardwar, the human serviette, and followed by...
the news,
the
probably.
News at 5 p.m.,
They
I'm
seem
guessing.
To be keeping going, even though school's not...
Keep on keeping on. So... And stay tuned in. Listen to these great shows.
As always,
and,
as always.
We're going to close out the show with Chastity Belt, our fave band.
Yes. Always. I think we probably play them every week for the last, like...
We're a little bit obsessed.
It's okay. You know, they're really, really, really good.
They pretty much are Femme Concept. Like, actually, they are the mobilizing... They are the mobilization of Femme Concept.
Yeah.
They are the personification. They are the band. They are
they're the bandonification.
Ooh, nice word.
Hey, all right, thanks.
Don't know the words? Make them up. All right. Thank you for listening. This song is called God Damn.
Oh, You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM on unceded Musqueam territory, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Radio Zero is coming right up. We're going to pay a bill or two. Talk to you.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner
of cocaine. Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Hey, I'm Christine. I work in the music department.
Hi, my name is Natalie, the new media coordinator.
Hey, it's Rohit Joseph, sponsorship coordinator.
Hi, this is Yusin, and I'm the outreach coordinator.
This is Brenda, host of Peanut Butter and Jams on Thursdays.
Nasher, the ad coordinator at CITR.
My name is Robin Ellum. I'm the program manager.
Hi, I'm Eric Coates, the student music executive.
This is Costa, the news director.
Hey, it's John, the production coordinator.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the digital submissions coordinator.
I'm Nellie, host of The Cat's Pajams.
This is Matt Granlin from Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show.
My name is Hugo. I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, I'm Jane. I'm the volunteer coordinator.
Hey, it's Sarah Corden-Lee from the CITR Music Department.
This is Eleanor Waring, president of CITR Student Executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge and thank everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised over $38,000. For this incredible generosity, we would like to say thank you.
Thanks, you.
Thank you for donating to Fund Drive.
Thank you very much for your support. We love you guys. Take it easy.
Thank you so much for donating to Fund Drive.
Thank you. Your donation makes such a huge difference.
Thank you so much for all your donations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you all so much for your support.
Thank you very much to everybody that donated for Fund Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for supporting this year's Fund Drive.
Thanks, guys, for volunteering and donating.